The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhouse, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhouse. By the way, today is Tuesday, May 24th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Truth Social, TikTok, and all those other social media companies by searching Larry Steinhouse. So please do that. Let's connect. Hey, just a reminder, of course, if you're watching online, hit that like button. Come on, hit that like button. Let everybody know what a great show this is. And hit that share button so other people can see it as well. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And, of course, you can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. And, by the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, go to the Money Chat Now fan page, click like, and comment there. And that way your name will show up and I'll be able to say hi to you. And real quick, just a couple of people that are saying hi right now. We got Peter and Moshe online. Thank you guys so much. I totally appreciate it. Also, we have Tommy online. All right, you can attend, by the way, Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. Hey, real quick, I wanted to mention an event that we're having tomorrow. If you are anywhere near Newtown, Pennsylvania, we're going to be at the Temperance House tomorrow at 5:30. So if you want to go there, go to the Temperance House at 5:30, and you'll be able to hang out with us. We'll be there for about an hour or two, hanging out, getting some drinks, and just talking real estate and real estate investing. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be discussing monkey business, monkeypox. We're going to be talking Volkswagen versus Tesla, more franchises leaving Russia, and, of course, the largest privately owned company. And that may surprise you who it really is. And then, of course, it's Interview Tuesday. And I want to let you know that today is Interview Tuesday. For our online audience, each Tuesday, we plan to bring you a great interview with interesting people and introduce you to their products, their services, or just their good intentions. And, of course, if you'd like to be a guest on this show, you can go to thelarrysteinhouseshow.com/guest. That's thelarrysteinhouseshow.com/guest. And let us know that you want to be interviewed. Today we have Jill Gordon, and she's going to be teaching you how to have some great eating habits and how to stay healthy. All right, let's get into the futures and what happened. I just woke up from a dream, and in that dream, the stock market rallied over 600 points. Wait a minute. It wasn't a dream? Wow. Well, it looks like a well-predicted prediction. However, very close to, but sort of not coming true. I don't know. I said the Dow would fall to about 31,300, and then it would cycle between 31,000 and 3,300 before making moves towards 28,000. And by the way, I hope I'm wrong about the 28,000, but yesterday, look, the stock market did rally. It was rallied and it led by tech and bank stocks. And of course, the travel stocks didn't move much. In fact, my CCL was actually down a few cents. So I decided to buy even more. I think I'm nuts. I think I have a problem. I just keep buying it. I sure hope I'm not trying to catch a falling knife here, but I don't know. It definitely seems like this stock can't go any further, but I've said that before. So there are two possible problems with this stock. One, of course, is the fuel costs, and the other is monkeypox. And we're going to get into that ridiculousness later in the show, but that could be the problem. So the investors are a little spooked, and they're a little spooked to go to the travel stocks for these reasons. Maybe we need to get an exorcist to cleanse the bad spirits or something. I don't know. But it looked like Ross Stores had a nice dead cat bounce after it tanked on Friday about 25 points. It rode yesterday to be the big winner with an almost 10% surge. I got to be honest, I don't trust it. In fact, I'm very cautious about the rally yesterday in general. Yes, I still believe we're going to range from 31,000 to 33,000-ish. But the question will be, how fast will the swings happen? The VIX is still hovering about 29, and it hardly moved yesterday, even with the rally. So it's possible the rally may have been caused by even people selling stocks short, waiting for the next move down to grab some quick money. That's dangerous. Snap was the most interesting story yesterday when the company announced that it expects to miss all revenue expectations by a long shot. You know what I want to know what my reaction is to this? Snap who? I never understood how Snap wasn't a single-digit stock forever. This news made other social media stocks like Facebook plummet overnight. Facebook, I got to tell you, Facebook might even be a play at these levels. When I looked at it last night, Facebook was down 15 points, and it's probably down about 13 points right now. And I'm going to tell you, it's probably a quick in-and-out play. Buy Facebook today and sell it by the end of the week. If you buy the options, you may make a killing on this play. So, I don't know, what's it going to be? Are we going to range here or drop below? I think we have a small window of ranging at these levels, and those levels will be 31,000 to 33,000. But I still see the drop coming, so be careful. Hey, let's take a quick look at the futures, and they're dismal. Well, they're not as bad as they were this morning. They were kind of dismal this morning. They were down over 300 points. Now the Dow is down 162, the S&P is down 34, and the Nasdaq is down 165. All right. I got to go there. Monkeypox? Really? Are you kidding me? Monkeypox? When did they come up with this crap? Well, monkeypox is here to stay. And it's going to be difficult for people to go about their lives once again. Of course, right? It's unreal. Apparently, there are now 100 confirmed cases of monkeypox in the United States. Do you remember when people got sick, stayed home for a day, went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you'll be fine, take 2 aspirin in the morning and call me, right? I mean, well, come on, seriously? Well, now if you sneeze, the government is up your nose taking DNA so they can identify what variation of the new scare they can report you have. So what is monkeypox anyway? Well, first of all, it's a viral disease that actually appeared first in monkeys before it spread to humans. The most prominent feature of monkeypox is a skin rash that resembles bumps on your body, similar to chickenpox, only they're slightly bigger, right? The other main difference, and the dangerous difference, is that the lymph nodes swell with monkeypox, where chickenpox, they don't. So I'll bet you're wondering, how does one get monkeypox? Ooh, you could kiss that guy on the screen, or here you go, right? Monkeypox spreads when someone comes in close contact with another person, animal, or material infected with the virus. The virus can enter the body through broken skin, the respiratory tract, or through the eyes, nose, and mouth. I just want to repeat the last part of that, through the eyes, nose, and mouth. Do you know what that means? It means that we're going to be wearing masks again. That's right, it's coming. And by the way, Philadelphia schools are already back to wearing masks. And if anybody out there could just give me real scientific data on whether masks work, I have not been able to find any in almost 3 years. Do you remember when the CDC gave a warning to dark-skinned Americans and said that they have a higher chance of dying of coronavirus than light-skinned Americans? Well, now they're segregating another high-profile group as a major issue. Apparently, if you are a gay male, you have a higher chance of contracting monkeypox. Now, by the way, if there wasn't so much political correction out there, I probably could make a gay and monkey joke, but I'll refrain. Anyway, Dr. John Brooks, a CDC official, because a CDC official, we should trust them empathetically, right? Especially with how they did with the last pandemic. Anyway, Dr. Brooks emphasized that anyone can contract monkeypox through close personal contacts, regardless of sexual orientation. However, Brooks said many of the people affected globally so far are men who identify as gay or bisexual. I guess they can't keep scare. They got to keep scaring one group to get votes, right? Now they just needed another group. So now they have the. Then they get the black vote. Now they get the gay vote. I mean, seriously, I'm really wondering what the Spanish group is going to get in the next batch of let's scare people into submission. It's time to update the State of the Union. Now we have monkeypox. We have starving babies. We have inflation running amok. We have crime out of control. We have a border crisis, and we have a leader who looks like something out of The Walking Dead, and the stock market is going into bear territory with a possible recession coming. Let's go, Brandon. Oh. All right, let's talk about Volkswagen and Tesla, but real quick, I'm going to say hello to a couple of people who joined us online. We got Mike and Jill. By the way, and Jill is the one we're going to be interviewing. We've got Doug and Linda. Thanks, Linda. I always love it when you watch. We have Mick, and it looks like that's it, man. All right, cool. Oh, we got Michael talking about election cheating. Of course, of course, of course. That's what monkeypox is all about, election cheating. All right, a few years ago, there was a great movie, and it was called Ford versus Ferrari. And I'm telling you, if you haven't seen it, you could always reinstate your Netflix membership and watch it. Just don't forget to cancel your membership right after watching it. Anyway, it appears that now we have a movie in the making called Volkswagen versus Tesla. No, not really a movie, but, you know, at least not yet. But everyone is trying to outseat Tesla in the electric car space. Volkswagen has made the bold prediction that they will sell more electric cars than Tesla by 2025. They are predicting that the supply chain issue will affect Tesla more than it will affect Volkswagen because of the location of the plants. Tesla is also concentrating on building more plants, and Volkswagen is concentrating on building more cars. This information came from a conversation between a reporter and Herbert Diess, who is the chairman of the board of Volkswagen. Volkswagen owns brands like Audi, Lamborghini, Bentley, Porsche, and Ducati, and, you know, they're all being projected into the sales estimates. Will it happen? I don't know, but eventually Tesla's going to get boring. By the way, I think Tesla's already gotten boring. I think they just look terrible. And me, I personally, I'll take an internal combustion engine over an electric one, at least for now. I like the rev of the engine. You know, are you an electric car fan? Let me know in the comments if you're an electric car fan. All right, real quick, let's take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing franchises in Russia. We're going to be discussing the world's largest privately owned company. And it may surprise you who it is and who's in second place. And coming up, we have the picks and plays of the day. And, of course, if you're watching online, look for today's interview with Jill Gordon as she helps you take better care of yourself. And we will see you in a minute.
Okay. So you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask your one burning question to the stock option sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call today for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited. So what are you waiting for? Call in today or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM. And if you're listening or if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I'll try to respond to them. All right, everybody, hit share. Hit share right now so we can have that interview for Jill and everyone can see it, because I'm telling you, that interview is going to be great. All right, today we're going to be discussing, of course, so far we've been discussing the futures update, and right now the Dow is down 183, the S&P is down 38, and the NASDAQ is down 184. We talked about monkeypox or monkey business or moneypox or anything that you want to call it, because it's a bigger joke than all the rest of the jokes that the Democrats have put on us. We talked about Volkswagen versus Tesla and how Volkswagen says they're going to unseat Tesla. Coming up, we got more franchises leaving Russia. We have the largest privately owned company. And, of course, we have an interview with Jill Gordon. And then we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Come on, hit that like button. Hit that share button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to the station and listen every day at 7:30. And also look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home. And let me know what you think of the show. All right. Before we get into the second half, are you ready for this financial downturn or recession that might come? Look, if you want to survive through it, you should order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com, look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus, pre-order it, and I promise you're going to learn something. There are chapters in this book about how to make more money and chapters about how to pay less taxes, and you're going to learn from me as I give you an overview of my favorite lessons and hacks that I've learned about money. Order Money Hacks today where you find fine books. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about franchises and Russia. So far, we've seen Burger King in Russia sell all their rights to a Russian investor with the caveat that they have to change a name. My guess is maybe Burger Czar. We also have McDonald's closing all stores now, and we have Starbucks closing stores in Russia as well. It seems like these companies had an exit plan for this day. It came down to something like this. Starbucks, like Burger King, were all licensing agreements and not company-owned stores, so they aren't really closing. They just can't use the fancy, demonic Starbucks logo anymore. When I read the article, however, it appears that Starbucks controls the payroll for these 130 sites in Russia and is going to continue to pay the employees for at least 6 months after the license agreement ends. So I guess that's kind of like the opposite of sanctions then, right? We're going to pay their unemployment for 6 months? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Do people in America actually see Russia being punished by them no longer having McDonald's, Burger King, and Starbucks? Is this how we're going to beat Russia into submission? By no longer competing with the homegrown companies and basically giving them the systems and knowledge that these companies had so they can create Burger Czar, McPutin, and Starvlad? No wonder Russian ruble is skyrocketing in value, opposed to the value of the dollar, which is shrinking every day. It's amazing to me how these guys don't have any clue. And if you think Russia's hurting, they're not. They're laughing all the way to the bank. All right, let's talk about some privately owned companies. Hey, there are many companies out there, you know, that you, and when you find out that they're privately owned, you're kind of surprised. I think about this one, right? If Elon Musk buys Twitter, it becomes a privately owned company, and that means you and I can't invest in it anymore. Well, speaking of Elon Musk, and according to an article in CNBC, SpaceX, which is a privately held company, is looking to raise capital. In fact, they're looking to raise about $127 billion from private shareholders who now invest with Musk in the company. After this raise, SpaceX would be the second largest privately held company in the world. I mean, this guy's like a rock star. Actually, you know what? It might even be that rock stars now wish they were Elon Musk. Anyway, the surprise here is who the largest privately held company in the world actually is currently. The largest Chinese company is a company called ByteDance. And guess what? This company owns TikTok. So ByteDance owns TikTok, and they're the largest privately owned company. That's amazing. Now I further understand why Musk wants to buy Twitter. If he rolls it into SpaceX, it would have the largest company as well on the planet, and it would beat out, I guess, it would beat out TikTok, right? All right, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're also going to have this, today's picks and plays. And, of course, if you're watching online, look for today's interview with Jill Gordon as she helps you take better care of yourself. So make sure you watch this commercial, and make sure that you come back in a minute. We'll see you in a minute.
I'm Larry Sinus, and I've written a book called Money Hacks. The subtitle to this book is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong, and I promise you there are things you think about money that are wrong. There are chapters in this book that I think you will find absolutely fascinating, and some of them are, what is money anyway? Can money buy happiness? I'll bet you don't know the answer to that question. The truth about credit scores, how you can actually use credit cards to rebuild your credit. I also have chapters on being your own bank, how to buy houses with an IRA, and how to invest with other people's money. There are so many other chapters. There are 22 total chapters in this book, and I promise you're going to learn how to make more money and pay less taxes when you buy this book. My name is Larry Sinus. The name of the book is Money Hacks. You can get this book wherever fine books are sold, and you can go to BarnesandNoble.com right now and pre-order it. I hope that you will enjoy it.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And by the way, we're having a book launch, or I'm having a book launch, I guess, on June 1st. I'm kind of hoping you can make it. It's actually going to be a lot of fun. Go to moneyhacksbook.com, moneyhacksbook.com, and you can register for $27. And I'm even going to be feeding you. And by the way, the meal costs more than $27, but we want you to come and enjoy. And, of course, the jacket I'll be wearing will match the book. So how could you not go? And you get to take a picture of me wearing that jacket. I might even let you take a picture of yourself wearing that jacket. But go to moneyhacksbook.com and sign up now because it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, tomorrow night, if you're around, if you're in the Newtown, Pennsylvania area or Bucks County area, go to the Temperance House, and we're going to be having a little event there. We're just going to be hanging out, drinking, talking about real estate, talking about the stock market and investments. So go to the Temperance House tomorrow night. We'll be there at 5:30 to about 7:30. So definitely show up if you can. All right, let's get back into things. So far, we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. Right now, the Dow is down about 200. The S&P is down 40, and the NASDAQ is down about 191. I'm pretty sure that Snap is going to tear the NASDAQ down today. We talked about monkeypox. At least it sounds funnier than COVID, right? All right. We talked about Volkswagen versus Tesla and how Volkswagen says that they think they're going to outseat Tesla. We talked about all the franchisees leaving Russia because, you know, Russia needs to be sanctioned against McDonald's, Burger King, and Starbucks. Whatever. We talked about Elon Musk owning the second, or will soon own the second privately held company, and how TikTok, the owners of TikTok, are the first privately owned company. Coming up, we have today's picks and plays. You guys hit that like button yet? Come on, hit that like button, hit that share button, let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing the information, and you could share to your page or groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. You can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And of course, don't forget, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this station and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, well, look, it looks like the market is kind of going back to being a one-trick pony. The market moves up, and then the next couple of days, it becomes rough again. The Dow is tanking, of course, in pre-market, and the weird part is it seems to be all about Snap and their bad guidance. Look, you know, they had bad guidance yesterday. They said they're going to miss their revenue by a lot, so it's kind of weird. I'm also looking to see, you know, I'm looking for Facebook to go below 175, and then I might consider it a good play. It's like 182 now or something like that. I also have some Twitter as I wait Musk to make good on his deal with Twitter. I'm going to tell you, I think this guy is such a good chess player. He's already figured out how to bow out gracefully without making a fool of himself. You know, I said this before that, you know, first of all, I don't know if you know this, but he has $1 billion escrow. So if he backs out a deal, he has to pay Twitter $1 billion no matter what. He doesn't really care because it's better than giving him all the money for Twitter. But it's amazing to me because his reputation is everything here. The reputation is the real issue here. And if he doesn't buy the company, then his reputation looks bad if he walks away, right? He would look like a liar and a manipulator. But if he decides to cancel the purchase by exposing Twitter as fraudulent reporting to the SEC, so they had fraudulent reports to the SEC, he becomes a hero by backing out. It is so bizarre how brilliant this guy is. And at the same time, we're going to watch and we're going to see all these fake followers. Like, as you know, we talked about this the other day. We had the president, if you want to call him that, he has 50% of his followers are fake. And I'm also assuming that 50% of his voters were fake, too, but that's a whole other issue. All right, let's get back into some stocks that I think might be good plays. I was examining AT&T as a stock last night again, and I got to tell you, I believe it's a very safe place for money right now. So if you're looking for a place to just put your money, be safe, and not worry about it, it also pays a nice dividend, and it doesn't move much. It doesn't move up or down. And, of course, it could be a great covered call play, so maybe you sell the covered calls at 20, and you make money on it every month. Like, there's this stock called ZIM, Z-I-M. It's a stock that baffles me. It baffles me so much that it actually scares me. But this stock has been paying a remarkable 22% dividend and has a multiple of only 1.5. That means that the $70 share price right now could easily run up to $700 a share quickly. I just keep hearing that voice inside my head saying this is too good to be true. Well, if I wouldn't have not listened to that voice, I'd be up about 25% in the stock, and I'd have a great dividend as well. Look, if you're in the market for long term, I would look for some slow-moving, steady stocks that have good dividends. I mentioned AT&T. I might suggest PG or Procter & Gamble or Kellogg's for these. The market's going to be a rough ride for the next year, so be safe out there. I also recommend cash, precious metals, and real estate. Start looking for bargains in real estate. The shell is beginning to crack, and the deals are starting to come out again. All right, let's take a final look at the futures real quick. We have the Dow is down 214. We got the S&P down 43, and the NASDAQ is down about 200. Hey, let's talk about crypto real quick. Did you guys cancel your Lamborghini order yet, or do you believe crypto will come back? Have you noticed in the past, whenever people got down on crypto investing, the investors always had the last laugh? I don't think so this time, but you never know. Bitcoin is still below 30,000 and Ether is below 2,000. And these are bad psychological numbers, and we could see it fall even more as investors, you know, run away from this non-backed asset. All right, so speaking of backed assets, gold and silver are still an anomaly to me. Gold is starting to move up, and we'll probably head back to the 2000s again within the next 3 months. I'm sorry, 3 weeks. And silver is lower than I expect, just under 22. I also see it moving up. You know, I by the way, I fooled the silver market this weekend. I canceled my auto ship, and I ordered my bars early, so I bought it when it was low for a change. All right, the Treasury bond, real quick, is also holding at about 2.8%, and we'll see how it affects the market over the next month. I believe the bond rate is probably going to settle over 3%, and when it gets back into the news at about 3%, what do you think is going to happen? The NASDAQ's going to tank, Apple's going to tank. This is what happens all the time when the Treasury bond hits, you know, starts to go up. So I would just watch for it, but at the same time, I think it's going to settle above 3, so it won't be such a bad play after all. And, you know, in other words, the stock market will recover from it. I kind of actually wish it was above 3 and it would stay there, because if it stays there, the stock market will get used to it, and we won't have to worry about it anymore. All right, oil. The barrel price is dropping slightly, and it's just under 110. And I've said this a couple of days in a row now. I think Memorial Day weekend is the whole factor here. I think as soon as Memorial Day weekend ends, you know, the prices are going to go down, because we always get a bump in oil on Memorial Day. And, you know what it is, right? Hey, by the way, don't forget, if you want to survive the Biden economy, don't forget to order my new book. Go to Money Hacks. You can go to Money Hacks Book, and you can go to the book signing, or you can go to BarnesandNoble.com, look up Larry Steinhaus Money Hacks, and you can pre-order it. I'm telling you, it's a great book. You'll actually enjoy the book. You could pre-order it, or you could actually wait for it to go into stores next month, or it'll be actually in the stores next month. I can't wait, because I want to take a picture of myself in the store. I want to remind you, of course, that today is Interview Tuesday for our online audience. Each Tuesday, we plan to bring you great interviews with interesting people to introduce you to their products, services, or just their good intentions. And, of course, if you'd like to be a guest on that show, go to thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest, thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest. I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please let me know. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. And if you want to contact me directly, you can go to contactlarry.com. Don't forget to stay tuned for the interview with Jill Gordon, and have a profitable day.